Well, I wasn't expecting them, but here they were, a small herd of zebra in a grassy clearing in quite a dense area. They were unaware of me and completely at ease. Some were grazing, but not very seriously. Others were just standing, dreaming, and one was lying down. There was none of that nervous checking of their environment and smelling the breeze. It made some sense. I'd been in the area for 3 days and I hadn't spotted any lion sign or heard roaring at night. The largest predator I picked up was the spoor of a lone female leopard and some brown hyena. She wouldn't really be a threat to them. They didn't have any young with them. Somehow they had arrived at the conclusion that it was safe to relax in their arcane ways. I guess they weren't really thinking of a lone human wanderer. That wasn't really in their playbook. They had a young stallion with them. He was a little bit apart from the rest, closer to me. He wouldn't have ventured that far from his herd if he thought there was lions around, I thought. As I watched him grazing ever nearer. The wind was in my favor and the cicadas were making a racket, so it was unlikely that he would smell me or hear me if I made any noise. But he had very sharp eyesight. Maybe if I stood absolutely still, he might not spot me. He was in prime condition, but it wasn't at his full strength yet. He was really a magnificent specimen, but he probably was a bit lucky to have won the harem. On his neck was barely a scar, so he couldn't have been in much of a fight. His adversary might have been an aged stallion, or he might have walked in unopposed, the stallion, old stallion being taken by predators, or just unable to keep up. Anyway, he was full of confidence now. He plucked around him in the grass and he occasionally swung his head back to chase away flies from his coat, which was shiny as a polished copper. As Mike Tyson might have said, he hadn't really been hit hard in the face. What an oddly apt metaphor from another world, I thought. He was now so close that I could actually see the individual hairs on his eyelashes. I was hoping he wouldn't see me, just move on. But he lifted his head and looked straight at me. He stopped chewing. There was a stab of disappointment. He was going to break away in terror and stampede his herd. But he didn't. His gaze was kind of mildly interested. No alarm. I wondered if he actually spotted me. But somehow, light and shadow and the few bits of foliage between us had conspired to hide my form from him. I was now barely of passing interest, curiosity. He shook his head indifferently and kept on grazing. I waited. I dislike influencing wild animals with my presence. It would be best if he moved on and I move away quietly. But it took an eternity. My muscles began to cramp from holding absolutely still and trying not to breathe at all. But finally he worked his way past me and I stole away little by little each time his head was turned away or hidden in the grass. But I was curious. So I stopped when I got to a safe distance to watch them. It was a breeding group with four mares and the stallion, but zebras prefer more open savanna. And further to the south, just a little further to the south, I had come across several groups. But here in the denser parts, I had barely found a track. This group was making the best of it by seeking out the more open, grassy patches. But why did they come here? It couldn't have been lack of water or food. Yeah, okay, zebras need to drink almost every day, but there seemed to be lots of grazing and water, just a little further south. Predation? The only predators I knew that might cause that were wild dogs. They strike a kind of irrational fear into the hearts of prey animals. When they move into an area and stay for any time, the prey animals simply flee. Made some sense. Wild dogs, even more than zebra, don't like densely wooded areas. It does not suit their hunting habits. They were unlikely to venture here. But now, could it be that the senior mayor, which is usually the leader for movements like this, deliberately brought them to this area and to relative safety? Or did they just blindly end up here? Oh, the ways of the wilderness.